Hey mama, so you know how when you start to exercise, especially if you haven't exercised in a while, that you get really sore afterwards, you experience a post-workout muscle fatigue. Well, let me tell you that there is a way to manage this naturally. In fact, I'm going to share with you today my 5 favorite essential oils that you can use to support your body in muscle discomfort and a healthy inflammatory response. It's so simple, so easy, something you can do on the go as a busy mom, but is going to help you as you work towards creating new and healthy habits for your body. Now, this month, we've been talking about exercise and how it is so important, not just for the physical benefits of our body, but also for our mental and emotional health and wellness. Because let's be honest, exercise makes us happy and it helps us to manage stress. Also, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Okay, so I just love reading your guys' reviews, and it really blesses me to know that the Lord is using this to encourage you, because at the end of the day, that's what it's for, to encourage you and to glorify Him. All right, Mama, let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed, and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen, and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions, and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find, and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so happy to be with you today. Today, we're going to talk about post-workout muscle fatigue and the way that you can manage this naturally. Muscle fatigue and discomfort can definitely be a result of physical exercise. We are literally tearing down and building muscle. In fact, I've heard it suggested that if you are past your 30s, that you should definitely be lifting more weights, because muscle loss is a big issue for women as we start to age. So if you're going to start lifting, you're going to be sore. Unfortunately, many people today are relying on over-the-counter drugs to relieve that pain and reduce the inflammation, bringing down even like temperatures, things of that sort. They're often using what's called a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or an NSAID, I guess you could say. But these over-the-counter solutions come with health complications and risks, such as vascular risks and even upper GI risks. So instead, you can use natural solutions to support your body with muscle discomfort and a healthy inflammatory response. Last week, we talked about the one essential oil that can change your entire workout from start to finish, including its great use for supporting the body's natural anti-inflammatory response based on its properties. We can care for our muscles using natural essential oils topically and even internally. Now, I have to disclaim this, as I do with every episode that I give you an essential oil recommendation. The essential oils that I use and that I recommend are from a very specific brand, because I know they are pure and I know that they are quality. They are certified pure, tested grade, done by third parties, and available to us for review as consumers. And that is so important. Over 54 different tests specific to purity and potency, not just some test that doesn't even matter to the essential oil that's happening now too, so people can claim third-party testing. No. If I'm recommending it to you, it's because it's good quality and I've done a lot of research. You're welcome to do it yourself. But if you are not using the particular brand that I'm speaking about, then I can't guarantee that it's going to be safe or that it's even going to be effective. And remember, of course, that none of these claims or statements have been evaluated by the FDA, and that they are not used to treat, cure, manage, etc. disease. That disclaimer is at the end of every one of my podcasts and my show notes, but just to make sure. All right. So today, when we're talking about using essential oils post-workout, we are going to primarily be using them topically, So a direct topical application on the skin and even some of them internally. Again, because of the quality of essential oil that I'll be talking about, not only are they safe to use internally if it's a recommended plant, because not all of these oils are recommended for internal use because of the plant that it's derived from. But if you can use them internally, it's definitely going to benefit your body. So if you need a review on how you can safely and practically use essential oils, jump back to episode 3 where I walk you through practical ways to use essential oils and we talk about this a little bit more in depth. All right, without further ado, ladies, my 5 favorite essential oils and essential oil blends for muscle discomfort and supporting a healthy inflammatory response. Number 1, I bet you can guess, the king of oils, frankincense. I know you've heard me say this before, but if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me, right? But in all honesty, frankincense really is an amazing and incredible essential oil. And that's why it has been popular for medicinal purposes throughout the ages. It has incredible anti-inflammatory properties, and you can apply it topically directly on the skin for that. Now, you may want to dilute it, an essential oil down for topical application if you have to cover a large area. So you have your whole entire back, maybe it was a back day and your whole entire back is sore. Rather than using 15 drops of frankincense to cover your whole back, why don't you use 5 drops of frankincense and a dash of a carrier oil, like coconut oil, for example. Coconut oil is a medium-sized molecule. You can use different kinds of carrier oils, but coconut is just kind of a good general. So, frankincense, phenomenal for its anti-inflammatory properties and great for your mood. So, why would you not use frank? You can use frankincense topically, as I mentioned, so you can put it directly on the area of concern. Or if you need a more systemic support for inflammatory response, you can use frankincense sublingually. That would be putting a drop or two, because when you try for one, it comes out so fast, it might be two. You can put it underneath your tongue. There's a blood vessel there that helps maximize the absorption rate to over 90% directly into your bloodstream. So it's a great way to get systemic support when it comes to discomfort and supporting a natural inflammatory response within your body. The second essential oil I want to highlight is copaiba, and I love this essential oil. It is good for so many things, and not that frankincense is it, because when in doubt, you get your frank out, but this oil is more affordable than frankincense because it doesn't have the sustainability issues and sourcing that frankincense does, nor does it have like viper snakes guarding frankincense trees, right? So copaiba is derived from a tree in Brazil. That's where the company that I use sources their essential oil. It is an alternative to CBD oil. Now, ladies, this does not come from hemp at all. It is in no way related to THC, so you will not have any positive THC screenings. But what's beautiful is that its primary constituent, a beta-carophyllene, is a constituent that interacts directly with your endocannabinoid system. This is how CBD also interacts with your body, that endocannabinoid system. And that system has 2 different cell receptors, and I could totally get into it. In fact, I could do an entire episode on copaiba versus CBD. Maybe I should do that in the future. If you think so, shoot me an email at naturalwellnessforbusymoms@gmail.com and let me know if that's something you'd like to hear a discussion on. But it is so powerful. So great with anti-inflammatory properties. Also, again, fantastic for your mood. And you would use it the same way that you use frankincense. You can use it directly on the area of concern. You could even use it sublingually like frankincense. So it's just so great. And if you need something easy, or maybe you don't like the taste, but you still need the benefit, then you could actually get it in a soft gel. The company that I use offers a pre-made soft gel that has 3 to 4 drops of the oil in it. And everyone in my family uses this, including my dogs. And again, if you have questions about that, you can email me and I can give you a little bit more about pets. We do have a veterinarian's panel. The company that I use has a veterinarian's panel, and I've got connections to someone who's certified in that. So anyway, I digress. Copaiba, though, let me just tell you, is phenomenal because it helps so much with that delayed onset muscle soreness. So if you're experiencing pain after you work out a day or two after the exercises, then you can use copaiba to significantly reduce and support your body with that muscular discomfort without the nice nasty side effects of those NSAIDs that we talked about. So we've talked about frank, we've talked about its buddy copaiba. Now I want to talk about wintergreen. Wintergreen essential oil has phenomenal soothing properties, and this is due to its primary constituent of, and I'm not going to say this right because it's, I just don't ever say it right. Okay. Methyl salicylate. And with wintergreen, that natural ingredient is a compound that's closely related to what they use in aspirin. And so when you apply it to the skin, including the tissues of the site of discomfort, wintergreen oil actually has analgesic properties. So it's a phenomenal oil to use. Now, this is a hot oil, so you will want to dilute it, whether you have a desire to slow down the evaporation rate or not, or you need to cover a large area, doesn't matter. It's going to be tingly sensation to your skin. It's got a warming and cooling property. So make sure that you're using carrier oil for this. And while I'm talking about wintergreen, just as a quick side note, wintergreen and birch oil are not the same, but most 99% of birch oil on the market is not true birch, but they're upcharging you for it. Again, I could talk about that all day. But birch oil also has a primary property of the methyl salicylate. So it's very similar, but the compositions are different. And remember, all of our body compositions are different. So if you've tried wintergreen before and it worked okay for you, give birch a try and see if that's something that works well for you as well. Again, these are ones that you're going to want to use topically, and that's how I like to use it. So the next essential oil that I love to use, this is number 4, is ginger essential oil. Ginger is known for its anti-inflammatory benefits. In fact, most people who have discomfort with their stomachs will use ginger to help settle it there. But you can actually use ginger oil for a healthy inflammatory response for your muscles. So again, it's a phenomenal essential oil to use. This is one you can also ingest. In fact, I do every single morning. After I do my oil pulling, I start my day with a warm glass of water with a drop of lemon essential oil and a drop of ginger essential oil because of its incredible anti-inflammatory properties. It's great for gut health, so it's a great way to start your day. It kind of relaxes your whole GI system, and so then you can have a really good bowel movement if you haven't had one in the morning, and it's, you know, you're getting old when that's what you talk about, but let's be honest, it's good for everybody. So ginger essential oil is another one that you can use topically and internally. Now, you would be brave to do this sublingually because it is hot. It's a hotter oil, so you're going to want to use dilution when you're using it topically, and you can definitely do it sublingually if you want, but it's going to be hot. So the last essential oil I want to highlight is actually a blend of essential oils. It's known as the Soothing Blend from the brand that I purchase, and it includes wintergreen, peppermint, which we spoke about in a previous episode, eucalyptus, blue tansy, heliochrysum, and lang lang. This blend of essential oils is phenomenal. It comes in many different forms because so many people love it. It's definitely an easy go-to because you just apply and go, right? It comes in an oil itself, a lotion type rub, or my favorite, which is an easy on-the-go mess-free stick that actually adds copaiba in just the stick. The copaiba is not added to the oil or the rub, so you could like add copaiba yourself, but the stick itself, it's like a deodorant stick that you twist up and you apply and go. And it has copaiba in there because copaiba can actually help to be what's called a pusher oil and can push other oils deeper into the muscle tissue, as is frank and even peppermint. But this is like an all-in-one in there. It's a plant-based menthol, and it has that methyl salicylate primary candidate in there and that wintergreen in there, right? But it also uses camphor, and so it just creates this really deep cooling sensation on your skin, and it feels phenomenal whether during or after your workout. The stick itself is also quick dry, and it's super convenient. In fact, you can use it for any minor ache or muscle or joint pains associated with like backache, arthritis even, sprains, strains, and bruises. And I'm allowed to say that because those claims have been approved for that particular product. So Mama, we have covered 5 different essential oils that you can use naturally. Start with what you have, in your arsenal. That's what I always say. Start with what you have. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at naturalwellnessforbusymoms@gmail.com. Because it will happen, muscle discomfort and fatigue becomes a barrier for you for exercise or kind of gets in the way of slowing down your progress, please choose natural if you can. In fact, hop on over to our Facebook group and share what you use post-workout for muscle discomfort. I would love to learn. You can do that by clicking the link in the show notes below. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. Until next time.